Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle episode 135. Today, we've got Robert Humphreys joining us, Fit Dad community member. Mate, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Mate, down in the Hunter Valley, can you tell the audience a little bit more about you yourself and how many kids you've got?
Yeah, man. I moved to the Hunter Valley going back 6 years ago. Started a new career. I was before that always in and out of jobs, struggling to succeed, and yeah, it was hard. And I had an opportunity to join the corrective services. My old man, he's been in the game now for 20 plus years, and I guess he kind of believed that I was ready for such a serious role, because, you know, prior to that I didn't have a very good I wouldn't say I didn't have a very good childhood. I had a great childhood. I come from a loving family, but made a few bad decisions growing up, and it took me down a slower path, I guess. And yeah, so I come up here with my family. At the time, it was just myself, my wife, and at the time, two kids. My eldest, Michaela, she's about nine now, just about to turn nine in like 2 weeks. And my young fella was just born. I was going through the training academy, and that's kind of where my story began, like, I guess, from, you know, being where I was to going up. Unfortunately, I through a physical scenario, I had a pretty bad accident, dislocated my ankle, pretty much ruptured everything in there, broke my leg. Yeah, long story short, five surgeries over 6 years. I've ended it with a partial ankle fusion. I've only got up and down. I've got no twist or anything in there. I've got no rotation. And yeah, and that took me down a path of doctors, family, friends, a lot of people telling me, oh, you know, life's changed, you know, you can't do things. And it was so negative from every angle. And it's not that they weren't trying to be negative, you know, they were just, you know, filling me in on the reality of things. Between my last surgery and my surgery before that, I got right into powerlifting. I was actually training to do a comp, and yeah, I was smashing goals. I was getting really strong, really fast, because I was dedicated to being strong. You know, my work environment, you know, when I joined the job, I was overweight, depressed unknowingly, still not happy with my life, you know. But yeah, and it really took me down a dark path, man. Just, you know, everyone telling you, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that. And yeah, as I think you've seen in one of my posts, or my first post, very first post on the Fit for Dad's Lifestyle, I was really open about my situation. I think mental health plays a lot in dad's lives, and I don't think dads talk about it enough. We kind of just feel like, you know, as society, you know, we've just got to be this rock, you know, not allowed to show these emotions, and doing that really affected my life in every way. Trying to stay so strong, not talk about my emotions and how I feel, and having all this negativity. And I decided, and I knew this wasn't me, and I started investing in myself first. Man, we live in such a good age at the moment. You know, I didn't have this growing up. You know, I failed school. I'm a high school dropout. And we've got all this information at our fingertips, man. Podcasts like yourself. You know, we've got YouTube. There's so much information out there, articles left, right, and center. And I was lucky enough. I've never read a book in my life up until about 6 months ago. Thought I was going to be sorry, I just got some cars driving past. And I decided first step for me was I'm going to read a book, and I'm going to invest into my own self. And because I know that you need to grow, you need to consistently try and push yourself forward. So I started teaching myself things. I started teaching myself how to be positive and listening to people that truly do care. I believe in being authentic and implementing authentic people into your life, people that are on the same page. And, when you're authentic, you know, and you're happy, I mean, when you're with people, you instill that into other people. That's kind of like my goal at the moment, is just to implement this, my happiness into other people's happiness. Because the moment I started reading books, listening to podcasts, educating myself, man, without even noticing, I wasn't even using an alarm clock anymore. I just found this drive all of a sudden. I was waking up because I wanted to wake up. I wanted to do those things that I set out to do. And things just kind of started happening for me. The book that I read was called The Build. John Pitzman, he's the author of the book. And it just really hit home. It truly was the right book, right time, you know, right person, right time in life. And I just emailed him, and I think I finished this book at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I only planned on reading a chapter, and I ended up reading the whole book. And I emailed him to tell him that it was amazing, and it opened up a doorway for me. And you know, that was because I was authentic and to myself, and it was a green light, you know what I mean? So yeah, that really changed me. And it started there. I still communicate with this author today. We talk on a weekly basis. He even, like, he sent me out a hard copy of his book and signed it. And it really just showed me that when you're authentic to yourself and you open up these doors and you follow these green lights, like the possibilities are endless. You know, myself, in the last 12 months, I've lost 30 kegs. Feel freaking amazing. And as I was saying, like, you know, it just has really changed my life. You know, that led me to you. You know, I was looking for ways to find more energy at the time, because my biggest goal in life is to raise more leaders. I want my kids to be leaders, and I don't want my children to go through the things that I went through. I was homeless from the age of 16. My mom, stepdad, you know, I love them, still talk to them now. Our relationship's much better, but you know, I found myself living in the western suburbs of Sydney with my old man. And even he gave me the boot before I was, you know, really young. I wasn't even 18, and you know, that led me down some pretty nasty past.
yeah, I've just always had this drive to be a better person. And the moment I believe in being authentic to yourself, you know, and, you know, building relationships with other people. You know, I want to lead, I want to inspire, you know, and this attitude's like opened up doors. You know, I'm currently building a business with my wife. And I was just like, man, this just feels so good, feels so uplifting. And the change in me, not just me, but, you know, my kids, my wife, you know, she's changed her attitude because I've changed my attitude. My kids are happier, you know, they're getting out more. I'm listening to them. I'm trying to work out what their interests are. And I'm not, I think society, as we grow up, you know, we forget to listen to our hearts and listen to them feelings. You know, we're taught from a young age in school that, you know, we need to think with our head and you need to ignore these feelings because this isn't going to lead you to success. You know, this is, but then you just find yourself in this loop of this system that, you know, you're working a 9-to-5 and you're not happy and you're putting on weight and, you know, you're not active because you're so busy. You know, the heart's there, your heart's screaming, man. Like it's, you know, your heart wants more. And I think for me, the moment I started listening to my feelings and my heart, things changed. You know, you can't just think, oh, I want better. You know, you've really got to change your mindset. You've really got to implement things in your life and you've got to be consistent. You know, you've got to be, the hardest worker in the room. But you got to do it for you. Don't do it because your boss wants you to be a hard worker. You know, do it for you guys, you know. You want to get fit. I know. I believe in being active. You know, it makes you feel better. I mean, not just mentally, but your body. Like, you know, you get these endorphins up. You know, you physically feel better. Yeah. And I just, my goal now, you know, it's changed. It's not just to get a $150,000 a year job. It's, you know, I've taken myself out of that wheel. And I'm listening to myself and I'm implementing these things in my life and it's hard, man. Like in the last 6 months, I've failed at so many different things, but I've learned so much. And I do believe that our failures lead to success, you know, because the more we fail, the more we learn. But you got to not quit when you hit that wall. You got to push past it. You got to think of it as a learning curve, not, ah, damn, I failed, because, you know, you're saying I and something negative. You got to change that mindset. You know, start saying I and something positive. That is like another tool that I've used. Like my tools aren't going to be for everyone, but find your tools, you know, educate yourself, you know, listen to positive podcasts. Don't just stroll down listening to crap or whatever you do on social media. I mean, I made some pretty drastic changes. I stopped watching TV. I barely use social media. I'm not on my phone as much, you know, because I sit there and like everyone does it. You sit there and people are always on their phone now and, you know, they're not actually communicating. You know, if I'm going to talk with someone, I want them to know that I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm listening and you know, then that person's going to want to talk to me again because they know I care. And, you know, that can just have a positive impact on them. Even people I don't know now, I'm always striving to be a good person. And, you know, I'm not just striving for, you know, a good income. I'm just striving to be good. You know, I'm striving to be a good husband. I'm striving to be a good dad. I'm striving to be a good worker. You know, I'm trying to build an empire for myself. Even when I'm just at the shops, I'm always, you know, trying. Like I get angry, but you know, I've got tools now where I'm like, just breathe. I don't know what this person's going through. You know, just try to put a bit of happiness in their life. They're clearly going through something bad, so maybe try to give them something good instead of reacting. But yeah, man. That's my story in short, from where I was to where I am now. And yeah, I feel happier, you know. I don't even use my alarm clock anymore. I mean, it's set, but I'm always up before my alarm clock. I don't even, you know, I'm the first one up in my household and I'm the last one to go down. Because I know that's what I need to do for not just my greatness, but for my family's greatness. And I already know that doing these things, I'm already seeing a positive impact on my family, just in a short amount of time. It's been amazing. And, you know, help from you too, help from JP, the author, you know, but I built these relationships. I'm building these relationships and yeah, it's working, man.
Mate, I love it. Mate, that is one of the longest intro answers I've had to one of my questions. And mate, I was just amazed. And I'm sure the audience listening right now, yeah, mate, it's such an inspiring, story and turnaround from, I guess, where you've, you know, been in the past to, you know, where you are currently. And mate, a few of the things that I'd love to deep dive in is, you know, one, you mentioned your injury. Was that sort of the turning point for a lot of this positivity because of the negative, you know, feedback and obviously career implications that may have had with your corrective services role?
Definitely. I mean, look, as I said, I was a high school dropout. You know, I have some learning disabilities and I worked really hard, you know, like I worked harder than anyone else in the room, you know, like these people were educated, already had good careers, you know, and I had too much to lose, you know. This, in my mind at the time, it was like, this has to work, you know what I mean? And I worked so hard for it. I mean, for 10 weeks of my life, because I did it right at the end of graduation. Like, you know, this scenario was literally the last thing of the course other than the exams. And when it happened, it was a yo-yo, you know what I mean? Because I was on like duties for a while and then I was, you know, back at work and then something happened again in the ankle, throw me back a bit. You know, I kept fighting and kept pushing, you know. There were so many times where I just wanted to quit, but in my mind at the time, quitting wasn't an option. You know, I have a wife at home. I had two kids at home. And throughout the process, you know, I had another daughter. You know, she's about to turn 3 in December. And now my youngest, Elijah, man, what a machine he is. Already at 3 months, he's a beast. You know, quitting wasn't an option. And I'd already come so far. You know, I went from being homeless. I didn't like that. You know, I listened to my heart, so I found help. I spent 12 months working on myself, away from my family and away from everything. Like, I literally took myself out of society and just focused on myself. Compliments to, you know, 180TC. They've got a brilliant program. They take blokes in that are really struggling, and the people there, that they genuinely want to help people. And man, the success stories coming out of that place are amazing.
What is 180TC? Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Yeah, 180TC is a program. It's a rehab facility. They're based out at Yarramundi, just past Richmond. They've got a big complex out there. And when I went through the program, it was not that big. I think there was only like, you know, some blokes come, some blokes go. But at any given time, there was at least 10 to 15 of us there. And yeah, it's, as I said, it's just a rehab facility. It's not in the city, you're out in the bush, you're with nature, and they really offer an environment for, you know, self-growth, and they help you through these difficult times, and they did me. And that, I mean, from there is where I met my wife. Like, when I graduated and left TC, that's, I met my wife. You know, if I didn't, you know, want to, like, I didn't join TC or go to TC to find a wife, but man, it was the start of something great. You know, I met my wife. You know, we've been happily married now for over 10 years. We celebrated 10 years this year, February. That relationship in itself, you know, it's, I say happily married for 10 years. I'm not saying the whole 10 years has been, happy. You know, we've had some big up and downs, but we're authentic to one another. You know, we've never let tough times get down on us, and we always strive to do it ourselves. You know, when things get tough, we sit down, we recollect, we strategize, you know what I mean? And we're never quitting. And that's one thing I strive to teach my kids, is to never quit. You know, we hide some arguments from them and some issues from our kids, but at the same time, we let kids see that, you know, it's not always happy, because life's tough, man. You know, protecting them from, you know, or struggles, or then they're going to think that life's roses and peachy. And life isn't rosy and peachy. And I'm honest with my kids. I've told my kids daddy was homeless, and, you know, daddy's come from this to now. And that's because I didn't quit.
Mate, what would you mentioned, like, your eldest is 9 years old, or nearly 9 years old. You know, obviously the amount of personal and, you know, I guess growth that you've gone through in the last 12 months to get to this positive stage of your life. And, you know, if you look back to day one of fatherhood 9 years ago, you know, what would you tell yourself back then to, you know, obviously the knowledge that you now possess?
What would I tell myself? I would tell myself basically what I just said. Don't quit, be authentic, let things come from your heart, learn from your mistakes, you know, don't just quit when things get hard, and deliver excellence to yourself. Because when you deliver excellence, and, you know, when you're building on yourself and you're understanding yourself and you're implementing these strategies and you deliver that with excellence to yourself and you do it from the heart, man, relationships grow. You know, they become more powerful, and, you know, your impact on other people become more positive, and that's what we want to do for our kids. You know, we want this authentic relationship with our kids. And fatherhood's the best thing in life. A mate of mine posted something the other day, and he's like, being called dad is the best thing in life. And I believe that. When I feel these doubts in my mind, when they arise, I think of them days when I first held my daughter. And all my kids, you know, you get this feeling inside of you when you have children, you get this feeling like, well, I did. It's, you have to do it now. You know, quitting's not a choice. You're now responsible for these living souls, and you want greatness for them. And if you want, and to deliver that greatness, you've got to be good to yourself. You know what I mean? And you've got to lead and inspire them. You know, leaders lead. They don't pull or push. They lead by example. And if you're leading with your heart and you know, these feelings, yeah, I just think great things come from that.
Mate, 100%. What would be the number one bit of advice that you'd have for a father out there who has, you know, got a newborn?
Number one advice: look, work on yourself, work on being a good father. If you think that you can't be a good dad, then build relationships with people who you think are good dads. You know, and like strategize in your heart, like, you know, listen to podcasts, you know, listen to other dads that are striving to be other dads, you know, better dads, sorry. And never give up. Never give up. They are you, you know, they come from you. Don't give up. you know, be authentic to yourself, be authentic to them, and never quit. You know, you're going to fail. You're going to have times, you know, where you think you're such a bad dad, and you think, you know, and like mums as well, you know, I watch my wife struggle with mental health as well. And, you know, we get stuck in these, you know, oh, I'm such a bad dad. Well, you're not, you know, you just failed. Like you just, it was just a hiccup. You know, you, if you're a first dad and, you know, something bad happens, you know, you just, you learn from that mistake. Don't let it bring you down. Like learn from it and strategize for it not to happen again. You know what I mean? And yeah, look, number one, never quit, be authentic, let it come from the heart. Like listen to your heart. Don't listen to a book that tells you to do this or do that. You know, if you find someone who, if you think someone's a good dad, then talk to them. You know, if you think your dad's a good dad, you know, talk to him. You know, if you think you're anyone, you know, don't be afraid to talk to another dad. Now, you know, like for me, you know, the people that I'm finding inspiration from, yourself and other people, you know, like I make the effort to talk to you guys and inspire, you know, to be just good, you know. And yeah.
Mate, I love it. And mate, this has been one of the most inspirational podcasts I've actually had the pleasure of being on. You've got such an enthusiastic attitude towards life. You've overcome so many, you know, struggles in the past and just had that never die attitude to continuously, you know, keep pushing forward and continue to strive to be the, you know, the perfect example and leader and inspiration for your children. So mate, I commend you for everything you've done up until this point, and I can already see that everything that you're, you know, visioning and, you know, got planned for the future is going to take you and, you know, the family to some amazing places. And mate, yeah, I highly appreciate you jumping on the podcast today. And mate, where can people find you and, you know, get a dose of this positivity that you have to deliver?
Yeah, man. Well, the boys listening in the community, you know, they can just hit me up on socials. You know, they can find me there. And guys too, like I'm not successful right now, or, well, I am very successful in life, but you know, if you want to just talk to a dad, yeah, just hit me up. I'm happy to have a conversation with you and, you know, try and instill some of my happiness into your life. And to be honest, that's my goal in life. You know, that's what's driving, you know, my focus now with you know, building my empire is I want that, you know. Yeah, hit me up. I don't mind. I'll talk to you. We might not know each other, but you know, I'm a big believer in building relationships, you know, in an authentic way. So yeah, hit me up on socials and I will get back to you.
Mate, I love it. And guys in the community, I'll tag Rob in there and you'll be able to, you know, have a chat with him and let us know what you think of the episode. I'm sure the feedback would be greatly appreciated. And once again, if you need a dose of that energetic, uplifting, you know, sort of story, then, you know, definitely get in touch with Rob. And mate, once again, highly appreciate you coming on the podcast and we'll speak to you very soon.
Nah, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me talk and reach another dad's. Thank you.
No worries.